This holiday weekend is expected to be one of the busiest travel periods of the year.
Yeah, Tropical Storm Idalia could create delays. And earlier this week, American Airlines flight attendants threatened to strike against the airliner unless it met pay and benefit demands. So what does this mean for your travel plans?
David Koenig, airlines reporter for the Associated Press, has some answers and is with us now. Good morning, David.
Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
So what can travelers expect this weekend?
You nailed it. It's going to be busy, you know, on the roads, at the airports. It is going to be really a crowded one. The Auto Club AAA is saying that travel bookings of all kinds, and that includes flights, hotels, rental cars, they're up 4% over last year's Labor Day. And TSA is expecting to screen about 11% more air travelers than they did over the holiday last year. So if you're flying, I think the best advice is get to the airport early and be patient.
And, you know, parts of the country are still recovering from the damage of that tropical storm. It's now a tropical storm, Idalia. Do we have a sense of whether that is going to affect travel?
The good news is that Idalia has moved out. It's gone off into the Atlantic. We did have about 1,700 flights that were canceled between Tuesday and Wednesday, and most of those were in Florida and Georgia because of the storm. The airline schedules at least have recovered. I mean, there's still power outages and a lot of damage left by the storm, but air travel seems to have recovered. So that's good. The cautionary note is that airlines have struggled at times in the last couple of years, even during good weather, when air travel has come back the way it has. And we're also dealing with a shortage of air traffic controllers, but at least Idalia seems to be behind us.
That's remarkable. What about the strike authorization by American Airlines flight attendants? Is it possible that they may actually strike on what is expected to be one of the busiest weekends of the year?
The short answer is no. They're not going to strike anytime soon. They did authorize their union to call for a strike if it comes to that. They are currently negotiating. They haven't had pay raises since 2019, and they're very frustrated with the pace of negotiations with the company. But federal law makes it really hard for airline unions to conduct strikes, at least legally. There are several steps that have to happen first. Federal mediators have to say any more talks are pointless, and even then, the president and Congress can step in and delay a strike or impose a settlement on both sides. Mm-hmm. So unions believe these votes energize their members and put pressure on the companies to settle the contract negotiations, and they do seem to help in that regard, but we're a long way really from a strike.
We've talked a lot about flights, but what about people who are traveling by road? What can they expect?
So we are expecting that to be an issue, too. AAA says if you're driving, go early in the morning or later in the day to avoid the heaviest traffic, because there are going to be lots of other folks with you.
All right. That's David Koenig with the Associated Press. David, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.